Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Luigi Mangione. Girl, I can't pronounce that. You're Italian, right?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
Can I see the name? I forgot what his name is.
Luigi. Hold on. Mangione. Sorry.
Mangione.
All right, we're
going to
be...
Okay.
Yes. All right, welcome back, everyone. The Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Luigi Mangione. And the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. So to start off, we do want to talk about one of the big theories going on, the 286 theory.
Why?
Yes.
Why would this attractive, smart, intelligent Italian boy do such a horrendous murder? So we're really trying to theorize into the why behind it. And after doing some research, we found something very significant through this whole Luigi case, and it was the number 286. Jules,
right.
When did this 286, when did this number start coming up and during throughout this like whole research on him?
It started coming up on social media. So Luigi had posted a photo of the pokey cod of Breloom. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sorry for all the... You know, pokey freaks
and that was
out
Pokemon
there.
Pokemon number 286, right?
286. Yep. Number 286. Also, on his social media, he has exactly 286 followers, and he has exactly 286 tweets on Twitter
Wow.
or X. So, also, the denial code for healthcare is 286. And for anyone that does not know what the denial code 286 means, it means that the appeal time limits for the claim have not been met. Also, the claim submitted lacks valid primary information, or the information provided is either incomplete or incorrect. So that's what the denial code means. So he had the Pokemon on his social media, 286 tweets, 286 followers. Also, Proverbs 28:6, better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways.
Ooh.
And that to me sounds like a hit to United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
And his family, didn't they own care facilities where United Healthcare was really funding these facilities?
They did. They were part of or own Lorien Health Services. So they had 8 nursing homes across Maryland.
Okay.
That were owned by the Mangione family, which includes his father, Louis Mangione. And Luigi, he also volunteered at the facilities. So he was part of it. Their family, multiple family members, own about 10% stakes of Lorien Health Services. So United Healthcare was funding them. And there were plenty of claims against them where they weren't being paid, by United Healthcare. So it all kind of ties in with each other. His family owned it. They've been denying him. He had United Healthcare.
And he's really,
he had,
really smart though. He was,
he went to an Ivy League, school. I believe it was in Maryland, if I'm not mistaken.
But we know that this man is very, very, very intelligent.
He
so
was.
We know that everything that he might be doing right now might be like this secret game or some type of riddle to really expose what he's doing. Because when he was caught, he was wearing the same exact thing that he was wearing when the incident occurred. And in the backpack had all the weapons. So wouldn't somebody that was on the run maybe get rid of the weapons? It seemed like he wanted to get caught being at that McDonald's.
Right. He had the weapon, fake IDs. He had a manifesto, which was, you know, this grievance of his reason for the attack against the CEO. And just to circle back, he did go to an Ivy League school. He was valedictorian of his class in high school, and he also graduated the University of Pennsylvania for computer science back in 2020. So he's highly intelligent.
And we know
I mean, he definitely
that
knows.
America has like one of the worst healthcare systems in the world, and it's the most expensive. So we see somebody who has a background in this lifestyle with, they're funding his whole family's fortune. He's having issues with his back. His mother's having issues. So he's really in a position where this man has high intelligence, but he's seeing the issues that the healthcare is causing people in general. So some people are pronouncing this man a hero. I'm not saying what he did was right. I will never say, okay, murder somebody to get your way. But I was reading some things on Reddit, and a lot of people were like, he's starting a revolution. This man's a hero. He's gonna make other p CEOs scared to keep ripping off the people, because a lot of people are feeling they're getting ripped off. Some people, they have deadly diseases in their family. They're paying $20,000 a year in health insurance, and the medicine is $100, which only lasts 3 days. So like, it's like these people are really paying so much money just to be alive.
Yeah, they really are. The co-payments are just absolutely outrageous. People can't pay for that. Even for medication, people can't pay for that. I can't pay for that. There are so many people in America who don't have health insurance because even if
They
they
can't
do
afford
have
it.
it, yeah, it's those co-payments that get you. So, did someone just jump in?
Yeah,
Okay.
he said he wanted to come and he'll be respectful, but
Okay.
I hear like loud
I
noises
do
in the
hear
back. Hey, buddy, can
noise.
you pause
Right.
that noise in the background, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's
I
my
know you said you
TV.
wanted to come in and put some input on the topic. Do you have anything you want to say about the whole Luigi thing?
I'm not so familiar with the Luigi thing. Can you bring me up to date on
We just figured
like
when you requested to come in here that you had something to say about it.
I thought you guys were just talking about the whole election going on and everything, people going crazy, and we don't need it. I mean, if we all just came together, and what would these governments do?
Yeah.
They can't
Okay, thank you so
stop.
much for coming in. Really appreciate that. So let's get back into the topic, Jules. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring in about the whole Luigi case?
I did actually. So I just wanted to go over briefly what was we know what was found in the backpack, the ID, the manifesto, the ghost gun, but also the bullets that were found at the shooting. I did want to just go over briefly too. So the bullet casings said on each one of them, delay, which is the process of claims as being too long, deny, we all know what deny means, and then depose. So we all know depose meaning removing, example, removing from office. So those were targets at UnitedHealthcare, the CEO,
Wow.
for the delay in the claims, the denying the claims, and removing him from being CEO. That's exactly what those were meant for. And he made sure to make a statement. That's for sure.
Yeah. Because I
So
know
I
this
found
whole
that to
thing's
be
like
really interesting.
allegedly, he wasn't convicted yet. But I mean, it's just so interesting. And the more you dig into this case, like the more interesting it gets. There's many rabbit holes to it. And when you look at this man who a lot of people find him very attractive, he's very educated, he's very smart, and he's so young. And the fact that he was willing to, to really sacrifice his life to make this point, whatever point he's trying to make. I'm really interested to see how this whole thing plays out, because it seems very, very well thought out from what
It
I'm
really
noticing
does.
so far.
It does. People were saying too that the bullets from the shooting, just to read what I have here, they said it was used to criticize the insurance company. Denied insurance claims are an act of violence against the American people. So, I mean, like I said, that's, those bullet casings are a statement, and he's saying that it's an act of violence against the American people. This was all really, really well thought out. And just to add too, he went MIA back in 2019, July. His mom filed a missing persons on November 18th. So I think he went MIA. He planned all this out. His mom put in the missing persons a couple weeks later. This happens. He's been planning this out for a while. I think back in July, he made the, something came up with the flare up in his back. And I think that's just what spiraled it all out of control.
He had back pain for years. And, you know, pain could really drive somebody insane. Like, you hear the stories about people that have nonstop ringing in their ears and they commit suicide because they just can't stand it anymore. So I think it could have been a buildup of so many things. And what makes him so, you know, we know he's intelligent, and we can see how he's using that intelligence with his own pain, where he's not just thinking about himself, but he's like, if this is happening to me, what's happening to people all across America? You know, and he really, like, shows that he's not just thinking about himself. A lot of people are bringing up the unibrow. They're saying, you know, in the police photo, he has a unibrow. There's no way you can grow one in 3 days. But I'm going to tell you guys this. As an Italian person, I could tell you I shaved my armpits in there, and the next day there's hair all over again. So I do think that, and, like, sometimes in pictures from far away, hair might not look as, like, as, you know, as dark from different angles and things like that. But I mean, I'm not going to say the unibrow hair thing really throws me off, because when you look at this complete mission this man's on, it's just like, I don't know if there's another person in there like, hey, I don't have the unibrow. I think that it could have been the angle of the picture. It could have been the lighting.
The lighting.
It could have even been hair growing back in.
It's, if you shave anywhere, the next day, 2 days later, it's growing back. It's not going to come full force, but I'm Lebanese. And that shit comes back fast.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And how many days after that picture was he caught and booked? Was it 5 days, you said, or
yeah, it was 5 days.
You can grow hair 5 days later. Hair grows very fast, especially you could see how thick his eyebrows are. He seems like he has no problem growing his hair in these spots.
That's for sure.
So I'm just like, I'm not going to really say the eyebrow theory is like, wow, because it seems like this boy had a whole ploy, a whole mission. Like, he was really determined. And I think he even wanted to get caught. Being at McDonald's in the same outfit with the same backpack, it seemed like he was waiting for all of this to happen. It's like that movie, Law Abiding Citizen. It's like everything's calculated. Yeah. Everything has a move.
Yeah.
So I found agree. It's very interesting. I heard something like Lady Gaga is trying to get him the best defense attorney. I don't know how much of that is true,
he's using, right now they're using their family attorney. I don't know how long that's going to last though.
It's very, very interesting. And it seems like he was really trying to make a statement through all this. And I really think that we might not see it now, but I think even 6 months from now, we're really going to see how this is going to affect the whole healthcare industry. Because I think that it will affect the healthcare industry, just this whole thing happening. And it's so unfortunate to the CEO and his family that they had to lose somebody. But, you know, that man was making a lot of profits. And unfortunately, when you're making a lot of money, especially in America, and it's coming off the backs of, like, you know, our people, and maybe they're making minimum wage, and maybe their child has a cancer that's very rare, and they're paying for these medicines, it could really make anger happen. And a lot of people are fed up, but it seems like Luigi was the one to really say, okay, I'm going to make a staple of this. I find it interesting that his family didn't have United Healthcare, but if you look into his facilities, a lot of them were paid directly from United Healthcare. And I think that some of the payments weren't even being made. So, and when you go back to that verse that he reads out from the Bible with the 286, it's really about greed and about people with money, how they can, you know, be very greedy and take profit over people. It really seems like he's so fed up with that narrative that maybe he grew up around it. You know, he's dealing with it. His back hurts. He's tired of the pain. He's tired of the shit, the denials, you know, the claims, all of this, that he's like, hey, I need to make a stand. I need to, you know, he has a really good education. So with that, we can see how an intelligent person is really using their smartness to really see reality for what it is, even if that reality is very painful for them. Do you have anything else that you wanted to say about the Luigi thing?
No, I think that's about it. excited is a weird word to use, saying like I'm excited to see where this goes, but like I'm interested. Yes, sorry,
absolutely.
To see where this is gonna go, and I do want us to follow up on this as new evidence starts to come in, new theories start to come in. I do want us to talk about it again, because the 286 was definitely interesting.
Yeah, it seems like he's been planning this for a while, and he was really trying to take us on this journey, like where his mind was, what he's thinking. It's like he's really dropping these little clues for us to really pick them up and come on this journey with him of like how it turned to such violence, why he felt that had to be done.
I didn't actually read too much on it because I or watch too many videos on it because I thought it was stupid. But did you see the thing about the Monopoly money in the bag?
Kind of. What was that?
I don't really. That's why I was asking you if you knew. No,
I heard about it, but I didn't know.
And he had like a Monopoly board and Monopoly money. I don't really know what that was about, but people were making fun of him about it. But it sounded like it was all part of his plan, I guess.
It has to be. So when you think of the game Monopoly, what is that game about? Buying as much property as you can, right?
Yeah.
So again, a profit thing. It's really, really profit. Maybe he's trying to let us know, like, you know, these people own a lot more than we're even aware of. Right. I mean, I don't have his, I'm sure his IQ is really high. You know, we could see he was top of his classes. Like, I don't really have, you know, I'm not there with him, but I think we're all going to catch up eventually.
Yeah.
You know, he's been working on this for a long time. The 286 is really, his attorney says they have no evidence at the moment. Okay.
Yeah, I saw him doing that on the news, and he's like going like this, look, there's nothing. But it's like, come on. There's surveillance. You were caught with the bag. Like, this was calculated. He knew what he was doing. And that movie was
maybe
a good
don't
example
have any
because
evidence
that
it was calculated. So maybe he calculated it to not have any evidence. I don't really know. You know,
I don't know
what his defense is, but we're going to find out very soon.
We are. Yeah. And his attorney did say, did put in a not guilty plea on all charges too. So I mean, obviously that's what they all do, but
yeah, but it seems like he's gonna fight this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
It's gonna be
we'll see where
a lot of theories, a lot of speculations, and you know, a lot of people have different things to say about it. So really we felt it was an interesting topic. We definitely wanted to touch up on it tonight. And you know, if anyone has anything that they want to mention or add to it, feel free to leave a comment or even send us a DM.
Yeah. All right. Until the next theory.
Bye, guys.